أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فإذ رجعك الله إلى طائفة منهم فاستأذنوك للخروج فقل لن تخرجوا معي أبدا ولن تقاتلوا معي عدوا إنكم رضيتم بالقعود أول مرة فاقعدوا مع الخالفين. ولا تصل على أحد منهم مات أبدا ولا تقم على قبره إنهم كفروا بالله ورسوله وماتوا وهم فاسقون. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 83 and 84 of Surah Tawbah, the continuation of the talk of the munafiqeen, the incidents with regards to the hypocrites. Here in this verse, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَإِن رَجَعَكَ اللَّهُ, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala returns you, إِلَى طَائِفَةٍ مِّنْهُمْ, to a group from amongst you, from amongst them, a group from amongst the munafiqeen, فَاسْتَأْذَنُوكَ لِلْخُرُوجِ, then they will seek permission from you to go out in the path of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala at any time in the future. فَكُلَّنْ تَخْرُجُوا مَعِيَ أَبَدًا, then say to them, O Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that you will never emerge in the path of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala with me ever. وَلَنْ تُقَاتِلُوا مَعِيَ عَدُوًا, and you will never fight with me, you will never be on my side against the enemy ever. Here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes it very clear that now if and should the munafiqun ask Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam for permission, then never ever give them permission to ever come out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam ever again. إِنَّكُمْ رَضِيتُمْ بِالْقُعُودِ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ, certainly you were the people that remaining at home, not going out with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had pleased you. فَقْعُدُوا مَعَ الْخَالِفِينَ, now remain with those who did not emerge with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Sit with them and never come out in the path of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. This was not because of deeds, this was because of iman. They had no iman in their hearts, and hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala now begin this process of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala purifying those that were mukhlis, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala now creating this division between those that were munafiqeen and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَلَا تُصَلِّ عَلَىٰ أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ مَاتَ أَبَدًا وَلَا تَقُمْ عَلَىٰ قَبْرِ. We discussed this aspect that when Abdullah ibn Ubay ibn Salul had passed on, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had, as a token of reconciliation, made his janazah salat, and hence after the janazah that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed of this, not only a munafiq, but he was the ra'isul munafiq, he was the head of all the munafiqeen. Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had clarified that I have done this so that his people will embrace the deen of Allah, and over 1,000 from his tribe had embraced the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's command comes forever and ever, وَلَا تُصَلِّي عَلَىٰ أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ مَاتَ أَبَدًا, that O Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do not perform the janazah salat of any one of them who passes on forever. This is now till the day of Qiyamah, that the janazah of a munafiq will not be performed by a believer. Then far-fetched will be the janazah of a kafir that will be performed by a believer. وَلَا تَقُمْ عَلَىٰ قَبْرِ, and do not stand upon his qabr, not at the time of the burial, and never ever after that, that you will even go to visit his qabr and you will stand at his qabr. That will never ever happen. In other words, all of that has been prohibited by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إنهم كفروا بالله ورسوله. Certainly they have disbelieved in Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وماتوا وهم فاسقون. And they had left this world in a state of transgression. In other words, in a state of kufr and disbelief in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And hence, thereafter, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam never ever performed the janaza salat of a munafiq. And then we found that neither the Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala had done so. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he would continuously check. Would Sayyidina Huzaifa ibn Yaman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was sahibu sir Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, was the secret keeper of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had exposed the names of approximately 70 munafiqeen to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he had handed over this list to Sayyidina Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu with the explicit instruction that these names must never be divulged. So Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to go to him whenever he felt, and he used to ask him and say to him, "O Huzaifa, do not divulge the list to me, but tell me, is the name of Umar ibn Khattab not in that list?" Then when a janaza would take place in Madina Tayyiba, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to look very, very carefully at Sayyidina Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu. If he had gone for that janaza, then Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu would go for the janaza. If Sayyidina Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu had not gone, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu had then also recused himself from that janaza and performing the janaza salat. So hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has made two categoric statements here, prohibitions, that the janaza, the prayer of a kafir will not be performed by a Muslim, and nor would a Muslim stand at the qabr of a disbeliever, neither would he go there the time of burial or any time thereafter. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka.